Welcome to the Velocast Cyclocross briefing for the 1st of December 2017. Round 5 of the World Cup was held in Zeven, Germany last Saturday. The course was similar to last year, being flat and twisty with a small feature banking, but after being flooded for much the previous week was unsurprisingly wet. In these conditions, everyone suffers with bike issues of some sort, hence the need for a pit, a crew and spare bikes, but some bike issues are far more obvious than others. Whilst in the lead group on the second lap, Matthew van der Poel had a drivetrain issue and took half a minute to get going again. In the meantime, his opponents saw their opportunity. Wout van Aert attacked and rode hard, he didn't ease up and it brought him another unexpected win after a Matthew van der Poel mechanical. Van der Poel showed grit though as he fought back through the field and finished second, really illustrating how vital it was for Van Aert to remain vigilant and push all the way to the finish. It's the only way anyone can beat Matthew at the moment. Tounets finished third, another great result for the Belgian. Sanne Kant and Helen Wyman rode off the front of the women's race, exchanging the race lead until Kant got a small gap that she held right until the finish. That gives Helen Wyman 2 second places in less than a week. Katie Compton put in a solid ride to finish third. After long overnight travels, most of the field were racing in Belgium at Hamer on Sunday. The feature field course saw Matthew van der Poel take his customary position riding off the front. He did have a minor scare though when he got caught up in the catch netting. It was a position where spectators were leaning over the course, were pressing the netting forwards, and it was possibly that that caused him to get caught up so badly. He had enough of a gap though to sort himself out and return to racing before any of the chasers realised what had happened. Wout van Aert closed the gap, but never got close enough to actually make the catch. Further back, a spectator again got too close to the action when they completed what looked like a clothesline wrestling move on Corne van Kessel. It wiped him out entirely. He did pick himself up, he gave them a strange look and he rode off and he ended up having a fairly solid race. And as unlikely as it sounds, it seems that the clothesline move was actually an accident as the spectator was pointing at Matthew van der Poel, probably highlighting just how far ahead he was. Wout van Aert is looking relatively stronger as the season progresses, but it seems that all of the series are now van der Poel's to lose, so all eyes are on the World Championships or on fighting for second. Ellen Noble and Katie Compton led the women's race as the USA pairing, but Sanne Kant made her move to overtake and take another win, with Noble finishing ahead of Compton in second and third. With the UK National Trophy being held in Gravesend and close to the ferry ports, there were a fair number of continental-based riders taken to the start line. The course was a great place to race and a great place to spectate, with features being right on the limit of rideability, and they all rewarded skill with speed. Campers were as steep as feasibly rideable, and there were only just rideable kick-up climbs. Any shower would have turned the course entirely, but the rain stayed away this time. A leading trio of the Belgians Bram Merlier and 18-year-old Telenet Fidea's Yentl Bakker combined with British rider Ian Field. They quickly dropped Beerbank's Ben Turner and Merlier eventually took the win. Despite Beth Crumpton leading for most of the women's race, she did not have the legs to stay with Fionn James and Sophie Wright, who pressed on in the last lap to take first and second. Field and Crumpton have retained their leaders' jerseys with just 2 rounds to go. Things quietened down on the World Cyclocross Circuit this weekend, with eyes shifting to the Masters World Championships in the sands of Mol, with men and women's categories right up to 75 plus years of age. For regular in-depth cyclocross coverage from myself, Matt Payne and Bruce Dalton, subscribe to The Crosscast on iTunes, or follow at CrosscastNeil on Twitter. To subscribe to the Velocast, go to velocast.allsound.com.